him die.
I had enough of that shit, man. It's time for a crime wave.
The bad thing about New York is the pressure.
It really is. It's time for a crime wave, Zone. I can't.
Everyone else seems to.
We need a crime wave now.
I'm on a date with this stuck-up transplant slow broad, sipping on a latte, saying life's so hard. Here in New York, living in Brooklyn with no job. Same shit, different chick. My eyes are on the doorknob. Bored and still, here I am on another date with another high-class brat from Boreham Hill. She had the audacity to state the 60 grand a year ain't enough for her to make. Sick of gentrifiers saying life ain't fair, cause now that Brooklyn is a branch, you can't afford to live there. Or how it's such a fucking pain, bums begging for change. A kid dancing on the train or a threat to your safety. Where the fuck you think you move
fuck
to? You need an old pair, go back to Eau Claire and pump out a few babes. Yo, this city needs a crime wave.
Yes.
Checks and balance. To give a chick like this a fresh set of calluses. I ended the date cause with a palaver I couldn't be bothered.
So what you do?
So I robbed her.
Yeah, you could at least try to have sex with her.
I'll jerk off, just give me a pin number.
You're an asshole, man.
Blame OKCupid for the crime rate.
Yeah, but these police are out of control, man.
Who you telling?
What you gotta say about this shit, though, man?
I am sincerely beginning to wonder whether policemen with guns prevent violence or create it.
I know being a cop ain't easy. In theory, it's a stand-up job, but I'ma respect the NYPD. So the CPR on the side of the car, I see it and just laugh when the cops roll past. $5 lemon tree military fade, $6 Roosevelt Fieldmall shades, $7 worth of glazed donuts in a day. That's an $18 man that I'm supposed to obey. But if we brought back squeegee men jumping on your windshield, put smut and sluts back in Times Square, it'd slow the cops down like a Macintosh pinwheel. No stopping first, they'd have to stop some shit right there. Fort Apache for a month, dead bodies in a trunk. Frustrated customer robbing Barney's with a gun. Now it ain't no time to bust blue collar workers for